So I want to get into our jumpstart for the day. And by the way, I also want to thank all of you who watch these jumpstarts online. Later, we have... the other day, we had one that had close to 6,000 views. My daughter, Leah, tracks it. I don't want to track it because I don't want to sit there and go, how many people watched what I had to say? I just want to focus on what I'm saying and you and possibly, ideally, what it is you might be going through. I'm always thinking, what are the people who are watching going through right now and trying to tailor what it is I say to the moment. What I find interesting, though, is that it's just like when I was at a minister at church, people would say, oh, you're talking just to me. And I was always thinking, no, actually, I was kind of talking to myself. I'm talking about what it is I'm going through. And I find that perfect in what we're going to talk about this morning. Real quick, there's my buddy Mike Nagy, the retired man. Heather Ellis is beautiful, isn't it, though? Don't worry about the future. It's already the future in Australia. I love that. I think that is awesome. I need to remember to turn off my own phone. That is my producer, Miroslav. Don't worry about it. And luckily, he wasn't notifying me that something was wrong or anything. Karen Mosley says, don't worry about the future. It's already the future in Australia. I love that. Beautiful, says Heather. There's Mike. And Janelle Canavo says, good morning. I'm dreading going back to work next week when I should be grateful for my job. Let me say that again. I'm dreading going back to work next week when I should be grateful for my job. Tammy, beautiful. That was a wonderful, honest comment. It is something we all need to hear, because then I could get off on something totally different here, but this actually will tie in very well to what I want to talk about today. And that is that when people are back to work completely, whether we stay open now or whether we shut down or whatever, there are going to be wonderful people who are going to talk about how great it was during the quarantine, believe it or not. And it's going to be many of the very same people who are lamenting, complaining, griping about the fact that they are not able to go to work right now and they feel trapped and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I get it. I do get it. I feel that way sometimes myself. The yoga studio here in Key Largo, Key Largo Yoga, which if you're ever here, you just have to go. Highly recommend it. They have opened back up and they've done a wonderful job of social distancing. They actually set up a computer in the middle of the studio, so it's like you're a student. So they'll allow 4 to 6 of us in there live, which allows me to get out. But at the same time, they also show it on Zoom, I think it is. And so they'll have a dozen or so people there. Anyway, I have just been, I just want to get out. I want to get out. And it's so great. Excuse me just a moment. It's so great to be able to get out now. And at the same time, it's that grass is always greener thing, Tammy. I totally get it. And in this case, we also can dread it because we're going to be putting ourselves around people, and people are the ones who are carrying the virus. That is at an all-time high. Certainly here in the state of Florida, it's at an all-time high. It just goes up, up, up. It looks like a Nike swoosh. It really does. And I'm not going to get into that right now. I'm just going to say that you factor all of this into it. And of course, but this ties in perfectly to what I want to talk about. So thank you to my dear friend, Tammy. And that is, today I want to jumpstart your resume. And I've debated exactly how personal to get with this, but I'm going to be as personal. I have a tendency to overshare, so I want to be careful in what I share today. But I want to tell you about the last 10 years of my life, because I'm about to reach a 10-year, I just turned 60. And so in over 10 and a half years, let's say, the last decade and a half a year, a lot has happened in my life, culminating with what I'm about to celebrate as a one-year anniversary, and that was a year ago. We were preparing, this time I was preparing to go on a speaking tour in China, and my daughter Leah was preparing to get married on August 3rd. And while I was in China, I was getting all of these long texts from Marty, my wife, telling me what a great, perfect man I was, perfect husband, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then I came back, and 1 week before my daughter's wedding, she walked out. She said she was done. She said she wanted a divorce. That was 1 week before my only daughter's wedding. And it devastated me. I won't kid you. I was crushed. Crushed. Understandably so. As I look back now, who wouldn't be when their spouse leaves? But at the same time, to do it 1 week before your only daughter was to get married. Now, one of the things that I immediately did was I went to see my therapist, of course, to help me contextualize this and literally just to gain whatever support I could get in that moment. And she invited me to go back and create a resume. Now, when we're looking for a job, employers want to know not only where you've worked, but what you've accomplished. And accomplished has built into it, basically, what you've overcome. There was a problem at the business, and I addressed it thusly, and thereby overcoming it. When I took over the ministry of the church, where the complaint-free movement began, the church was over $600,000 in debt. When I left, there was less than $100,000 in debt. Now, that would be listed as an accomplishment. Therefore, there was a problem, and I overcame it. So she invited me to do something which was really antithetical to what most personal development and self-help would tell you to do, and that is to sit down and write out every bad thing that happened to me. And let me tell you, friends, I've had a decade. In the last 10 years, and I want you to understand, for those of you, and I think that's all of you, who understand the complaint-free movement, I'm not complaining. I'm stating facts, okay? Complaining would have a how dare this happen to me. I don't feel that way at all. In fact, having moved through it all, I feel blessed by it all. However, in the last 10 years, I have had two divorces. My mother has died. My older brother has died. My father has died. The church where I began the complaint-free movement turned against me and tried to get me fired unsuccessfully, which they've done with four ministers. So now in retrospect, I don't take it personally at all. I was just, that was, you know, status quo. I discovered that a person whom I thought was my very best friend and the person who was working with me in the complaint-free movement had stolen almost $250,000 from the complaint-free movement starting 8 years previously. He had been smiling in my face and stealing from us the entire time and cooking the books so that it was nearly impossible for us to track. In addition to that, I have had surgery on both knees and surgery on my shoulder. Major surgery on my shoulder. Now, I made it through every single one of those things. Sometimes it was messy. Sometimes it was through gritted teeth. Sometimes it was through bitter tears. And yet I made it through every single one of those things. And looking back on having made it through those things, I know that I'm going to make it through what we're going through right now. I am currently making it through no speaking engagements, which is where my company with all of our employees gets 75% of our revenue. Luckily, all of a sudden, people are hiring me to do all of these virtual speaking events. One of the reasons that I have this studio. Actually, it's funny. I built the studio for you all so that I could have this nice background and project the jumpstart your resume. I did all of that so that I could do something really cool for you all. And now I'm getting to do it for virtual speaking events. And they are just popping up out of the woodwork. So Tammy, I'm speaking to my friend Tammy, and to all of you, of course. I invite you to write down every difficult, painful thing that has happened to you. Every betrayal, every challenge, every heartbreak. And I don't want you to use it as a way to remind yourself of the miserable life, because if we sat down and looked at my last 10 years, it's been 99% awesome. Just some bad bumps in the road, but it's been 99% awesome. I've had some amazing trips, met some amazing people. I've written some wonderful books. A lot of the people who are here with me this morning, Daniel, all of your faces are just melding together. But all of you who, there are so many of you who have come into my life in the last 10 years. Mark Gleason is another great example of that. So what I want you to know is that one of the things that when we hear a person who's like a motivational speaker, an advice giver, a minister, someone like me, especially somebody who is sitting here, having gotten up this morning and put drops in my eyes to make my face look good and shaved already and put a background behind me and adjusted the camera so that I look as good as possible, that behind the scenes, sometimes our lives, not sometimes, our lives are every bit as rocky and bumpy and difficult as yours. And that's why I did the talk about there is no there there. So check that out on a previous jumpstart, and I want you to write down every bad thing you've gone through and know that in times like this, it's good to remember that there have always been times like this. And not only have you survived, you have thrived, and you will continue to thrive. Emerson said, and this is one of my favorite quotes, "Do the thing, and you'll be given the power." It's not like you'll be given the power to do the thing and then you should go out and do the thing. This is what I find so true about everybody who struggles with technology or anything, is people think, you know, I don't know how to do it. Well, that's because you've never done it. Well, I don't know how to do it. I know, but it is in the doing of it that you learn to do it. So many times I've put together something, I've gotten something that, you know, one of those some assembly required things. And after I put it together for 4 or 6 hours, something from IKEA or something like that, I say to myself, man, I want to put it together again. I want to have another one so I can put it together because now I actually know how to do it. Well, you know what, friends? That's life. That's how life works. Do the thing and you will be given the power. Go back to work. Be careful. Be safe. Be sane. Don't worry about what other people are doing and you'll be okay. I believe in you. I have faith in you. So let me back up a little bit and see what some of you had to say this morning. Will says, Will Luden says, "Will, I missed your commentary on anger from the other day. Is it an and or will there be a replay?" Sir, you can always, always, always find every single one of my jumpstarts. If you go to my website, these become my daily blog posts. So go to willbowen.com and click blog, willbowen.com, click blog. There's another place you can find them, and that is Will Bowen Video, which is my YouTube channel, Will Bowen Video. There is also the podcast, which is willbowenpodcast.com. If you want to see the whole thing live on Facebook, you can scroll through. You'll ultimately find it, I promise you. However, if you would like to see it, you can go, and I edit these down for content, at Will Bowen Video or Will Bowen Podcast. Will says, "Oh my God, glad you came through it all and it has helped you and even better at what you do and who you are," says my dear friend Cynthia. "Thank you. My pleasure. Will, you're the best. Way to get better, not bitter. Thanks for sharing. Mark, you're awesome. Wow, I'll do it. Seems that this will be difficult. We'll see. There is no bad from which some good does not come. I was told during a difficult time. I find it true." That is very, very true. And one of the things I want to invite you to do right now, especially more than anything, is something that I wrote about in my book, A Complaint-Free World, and probably the thing that most people, probably the most quoted line, and that is that people who are hurt. Look, it's the most quoted line. It's my quote. I can't think. Hurt people hurt people. There it is. There it is. Hurt people hurt people. People who are hurt are reaching out to hurt. Therefore, if someone is acting out in a way that is hurtful to you, remember that they themselves are almost always, always hurting. Hugs for everyone doing this, says Dominic. The first step is always so hard, says Heather. I just pick one thing and just do that. The next steps just seem to flow from there. Love this, Will. Thank you for your transparency. You are awesome. Linda Farrell says, thanks, Hillary. So true. You know, I just want to tell you that that night when she left, I was so empty. I just kept calling the prayer line, Silent Unity. And if you've never called before, I invite you to call today. If you want to know what affirmative prayer is, it's free. Call. Jerome knows what it is. Many of you would know. And I don't know the number. It's either 1-800-PRAY-NOW or 1-800-NOW-PRAY. And I don't know the difference. And look it up, because someone told me that one was like one of those 900 numbers or something. But anyway, having someone to simply state an affirmative positive thing for you is very helpful. So, Tammy, I affirm you going back to work is going to be far less difficult, far less challenging than you expect. And I know that deep within you are the resources to handle it and to move forward. And I state that affirmatively for each and every one of you. I want to thank those of you who are part of our complaint-free meditation group. But more importantly, I want to thank all of you who share this on a daily basis. If today's idea of jumpstarting your resume was in any way helpful for you, please click share right now. Just click share. That's all you got to do. Tell your friends and family, hey, check this out. I found it helpful. I think you will too. And for those of you who are in our complaint-free meditation group, I'm running a little long this morning, but I felt really guided to share that this morning. Sherry Green has shared a Jack Johnson song. Tammy says, thank you, Will. And so I want to show you once again, this is Miyuki's View. For those of you who haven't checked it out, if you're feeling stressful right now, stressed, you need to be part of our complaint-free meditation group, period. Oh, one last thing, and thank you for staying with me. I want to read something. This was from a woman named Denise Joe. I received it as a message this morning. If you have the similar things to say like this, please don't hide this under a bushel. Please don't message this to me. Post it on my page. So she says, I just wanted to tell you that your book, Happy This Year, changed my life. How's that make you feel, Daniel? Daniel and I worked on that book together. I was going through a difficult time. My husband decided to leave his very good job of over 20 years to open a business. I was putting my mother into a nursing facility, and I had just turned 50. So let's just say my hormones were a bit, quote, wacko, close quote. I truly thought I was going to have a nervous breakdown when my niece suggested I read your book. Well, I bought it on audio, put my earphones on, and went for a walk. Since then, our business is closed and my mother has passed, but I have been able to find the gifts hidden in those struggles. And I wanted to tell you, thank you. I have suggested and purchased your book for many friends and family and have listened to it many times. Also, listen to your jumpstart every morning. So there we go. Hopefully she will hear me saying this, Denise Joe. So today I wanted to tell you I am so grateful to you. Grateful you wrote that book. God bless. Well, I am grateful for having Daniel help me with that book. No one ever creates a book on their own. It is always the work of dozens of people behind the scenes. And the interesting thing about that book is it was nominated, the one she listened to, was nominated for an Audi Award, which is put out by the Audio Books Foundation. And it was nominated for an Audi Award for Best Narration by an author. Best Narration by an author. So if you haven't, check it out. You can listen to it, I'm sure. Many public libraries offer audiobooks for download. And what's interesting is, I think, various book contracts I have actually credit me for those as sales. So it doesn't matter. I'm not looking to make book sales. I'm looking to change lives. So check out the book Daniel and I worked on together, Happy This Year. Wow, we need to get meditating. I'm going to say goodbye, say I love you all, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. We're going to talk about phobias. Take care. Enjoy today.